I think it's just over the summer, just growing as a person, just getting stronger on and off the ice really helped. And just the opportunity that Kevin and Brennan are giving me this year is making it a lot easier to contribute to the team.
Where do you find that strength helps you out the most on a certain spot of the ice?
I think my vision is probably one of the biggest things. I think I see the ice pretty well. My line mates and I can have good chemistry together.
What about physical strength? What about the ability to get toward the areas at the front of the net with a little more ease now that you're a year older, but also facing guys routinely, 19, 20 years of age? They've been around here for a long, long time, and with the understanding that it's going to be a battle to try to fight for those pucks every game.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously a help being a year older, kind of knowing what areas you have to get to, and just being a bit stronger, getting to those areas. And it's not always being about the biggest guy getting to the front, it's more how to get there and a strategy wise. So it's something you have to do.
It's kind of funny we talk about this all circled around a game against Calgary. How much were the Hitmen part of your family, your background as well growing up?
I don't think it's too much. I did go to quite a bit of their games growing up, but I was never really, like, my family's never really a part of any of their organization, but it's just another game.
Well, that's because Viking is about roughly 3 hours away of some sort. So what was more of on television, on the internet when you were growing up as far as hockey?
It was just the Flames. I think it was just most Calgary teams, and just any Sportsnet or Hockey Night in Canada game I could watch, I'd be able to, or I'd cheer for any team.
So where has Dad been the most valuable for you in these last couple of years?
I think just always giving me tips, like, off the ice, and whenever we have a chance in the summer to go on the ice, he gives me tips on what to do and how to get better, and just always giving me feedback for my games, and that's basically it.
Well, I think it's a good point as far as the whole tip thing, but even looking more toward on the ice recently, your dad was out here, the entire team skating as well, after one practice. The ability to take face-offs and grow is one thing. The ability to take face-offs while your dad is helping institute a certain type of drill is certainly very invaluable. Where, in essence, does face-offs lie as far as the importance of this game and being able to succeed as well?
Face-offs is really important. That's where everything starts, and if you don't win draws, then you'll be chasing the puck all game. So it's really important. I think that when my dad came in, that we worked on it, I think it really helped everyone.
Where do you feel that you are right now with the coaching staff and their level of trust as well?
I think the coaches and I both have really good trust for each other, just from play on the ice and just off the ice. I think we both have great trust in each other.